My dear friends in Christ, the first Sunday of October has often been referred to as Holy Rosary Sunday. And in fact, it used to be the feast day on the first Sunday of October for many years was the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And it was Pope St. Pius X, I believe, in the early part of the 20th century in his revision of the Roman Missal, who fixed the Feast of the Holy Rosary to the date October 7th. At any rate, it is important for us during the month of October to call to mind the importance of the rosary, the power of the rosary, the many benefits from praying the rosary, and to rededicate ourselves to be faithful to Our Lady's request to say the rosary each day. And I find it interesting, if you read the story of Our Lady's apparitions at Fatima, that every single time she appeared, she asked the children to pray the rosary every day and to tell the people, pray the rosary every day. And when Lucia asked Our Lady to tell them who she was, up to this time she just said that she came from heaven. And they didn't know for sure, was this our Blessed Mother? And Lucia said, will you tell me who you are? And Our Lady said, keep coming here on the 13th of each month, and in October, I will tell you who I am. Well, what did Our Lady say to her in October? She said, I am the Lady of the Rosary. Which is interesting because of all the titles of our Blessed Mother, such as when we pray the Litany of Our Lady, and we have all these different titles. Any title by which she could have identified herself, that's the one she chose, the Lady of the Rosary. And it points out to us how valuable the Rosary is and how pleasing it is to our Blessed Mother that we pray the Rosary. Why is the Rosary such an efficacious prayer? First of all, because it is a perfect combination of the two kinds of prayer. There is mental prayer and vocal prayer. Mental prayer is when we pray in our own words. When we pray, you might say, more from the heart than with the lips. Instead of reading a certain set form of words, we speak to God from our heart. We call that mental prayer. Vocal prayer, on the other hand, is to recite prayers maybe that were written by saints, by holy persons, and we read it and try and make it our own, and we think about the words that we say. And in fact, any vocal prayer, to be really prayer, must have that mental component. But you see, the Rosary combines both kinds of prayers, because as we pray the vocal prayers, the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, as we say those prayers, we meditate upon the mysteries of the Rosary. And the 15 mysteries cover the various aspects and principal events in the lives of Jesus and Mary. Now, some people have a difficulty meditating upon the Rosary. Our minds tend to wander. And so you could use a book as you pray the Rosary and maybe read a short meditation on what that mystery is about. And then you recite that decade and then read something on the next mystery. Or some people just have pictures, maybe in your missal or prayer book, you have a picture of the mystery, and you look at that picture as you recite that decade to help keep your mind focused. Do not be deterred by the fact that human nature is such we have distractions during prayer. And just make your best effort to reflect upon the mysteries as you pray the decades. Now, the Rosary not only is mental prayer because of meditating upon the mysteries, but it contains the very best vocal prayers there are. The two prayers, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, was taught us by Christ himself. And so thus it is the greatest prayer there is. Also, the Hail Mary comes from God in that it's primarily made up of the invitation to our Blessed Mother, the request, you might say, of God himself, the message given her by the Archangel Gabriel that she had been chosen to become the Mother of God, the Mother of the Redeemer. We also have in the Hail Mary the words of her cousin Elizabeth when Our Lady went to the Visitation, and Elizabeth said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And the last part of the Hail Mary was added by the Church. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. So it is a wonderful prayer that contains so much and is a way of honoring our Blessed Mother. So we pray the decades, and we make an effort to meditate upon the mysteries. Well, where did the rosary come from? It has been said that early Christians would try to imitate the monks who would pray the 150 psalms from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. And sometimes they would string together beads and say Our Fathers and Hail Marys for the psalms. But the rosary as we have it in its present form was given to us by our Blessed Mother herself, given to Saint Dominic. And Saint Dominic lived in the early part of the 13th century and was a theologian, a very holy priest, and he was making an effort. He was from Spain, but he was in southern France trying to convert the Albigensian heretics. And even though he had such a gift for preaching and very logically laid out the truths of the faith and pointed out how the Albigensians were wrong, nevertheless, he had very little success in trying to convert them. So as you can imagine, he was quite discouraged. And so he made a retreat. And for 3 or 4 days, he went into the woods, into the forest, and he fasted and prayed and begged Almighty God and our Blessed Mother to help him convert the Albigensian heretics. And after 3 days of this retreat, Our Lady appeared to him and gave him the rosary. And she said to him, interesting words, she said, "This is the weapon which the Most Holy Trinity wishes you to use to convert the Albigensians." Now, I find that interesting for several things. First of all, because it is the rosary that is recommended. And second, Our Lady said, this is the weapon which the Most Holy Trinity wishes you to use to convert the Albigensians. St. Dominic went forth and just left aside all of his brilliant preaching and theological argumentation and simply began to promote the rosary, to get the people to pray the rosary. And the Albigensians were converted in large numbers, all because of the preaching of the rosary. Now, that story that I've just mentioned as far as the origin of the rosary given to St. Dominic is mentioned by St. Louis Marie de Montfort in his book called The Secret of the Rosary. It's a short book, and it's a wonderful book, one that even if you've read before, you could benefit greatly from rereading. He not only explains the origin of the rosary, he goes through the Our Father and the Hail Mary and what they mean, talks about the mysteries, and gives many practical examples of graces resulting from persons praying the rosary. One of them that I remember in this book was a story in which there was a monk who lived in a monastery and he said the rosary each day. It wasn't part of the schedule for the other monks, so he had to pray it on his own. And one day, as he was praying the rosary, he was lost in prayer, didn't hear the bell ring that called the other monks to go to the dining hall for their evening meal, and he was kneeling there in his cell praying the rosary, and the abbot noticed that he wasn't there, so he sent another brother to go and find him. And this other brother went to his room, to his cell, and he saw coming out from the bottom under the door a light coming out of his room. Of course, this is in the days before electricity, so that intrigued him. And he opened the door very carefully, and he saw our Blessed Mother standing there in front of this monk who was kneeling there praying the rosary, and there was our Blessed Mother right in front of him. And the one who went to find him was also privileged to see this apparition. And as you can imagine, he was overwhelmed with joy and wonder at this apparition. But the monk who was kneeling there praying his rosary, as he said each Hail Mary, a rose came out of his mouth and fell at the feet of Our Lady. And there's this big pile of roses there at Our Lady's feet. Because actually, that's what the word rosary means, or where it comes from. It comes from the rose, and it means a crown of roses. And that is what we offer to Our Lady when we pray the rosary. But not only do we please her, we honor her, and we give her honor, but we also obtain many benefits from praying the rosary. We obtain many graces, as we can see with the conversion of the Albigensians. In that same book by St. Louis de Montfort, he mentions a story of Blessed Alan. And Blessed Alan de la Roche was this priest who had a great devotion to the rosary, but he never preached it. And one day, as he was saying Mass, our Lord spoke to him from the host. And he said, "Alan, you are responsible for the sins of the people." You can imagine how that got his attention. And he said, Lord, what do you mean? And our Lord said, you know the value of the rosary, but you're not preaching it. And if you would preach it, the people would be converted. But because you're not preaching it, they're not converted, and so you're responsible by omission, by failing to preach the rosary. So you can well imagine he began to preach the rosary and became really a great apostle of the rosary at that time. As I said, there are many other wonderful stories in this book on the rosary. It would be good for you to read that book, especially if you never have, and to make the resolution to fulfill Our Lady's request and say the rosary every day. We need the graces of God in this age in which we live more than ever, more than Catholics ever have. We find ourselves struggling against temptation in a world to a great degree which has forgotten God and his commandments and his will. And so we find many forces pulling us away from God and from the path of doing his will. So we need the grace of God. How can we obtain it? First and foremost, we get the grace of God from the Mass and the sacraments, confession and Holy Communion, and second, from prayer. But especially in the age in which we live, when we don't have Mass available as often as we would like, our prayer life becomes even more valuable, and the sacramentals, which reminds us of that story that is told of St. Dominic and St. Francis, and then there was a Carmelite brother as well, who met one day in Rome, and it did just happen to meet on a street corner. They're coming and, you might say, bumped into one another, and they each knew of one another, but here all of a sudden, providentially, they met in Rome, and the St. Francis made a prophecy, turned to St. Dominic and turned to the Carmelite brother, and he said to St. Dominic, Our Lady is going to give you a prayer called the Rosary. And he turned to the Carmelite and he said, and she is going to make your habit, the Carmelite scapular, the sign of devotion to her and consecration to her. And St. Francis went on to say, one day, through the Rosary and the brown scapular, the world will be saved. Which to me indicates that there would be a time when the Mass and sacraments, the primary channels of grace, would not be as readily available. And that in that time, the sacramentals, especially the rosary, the brown scapular, and other sacramentals, would have a greater efficacy. So let us resolve to pray our rosaries. If you can, pray even more than your five decades. But a minimum, the five decades of the rosary each day, as Our Lady asked. There's a very interesting story in a book by the author Father Paul O'Sullivan, who goes by the pen name EDM, the initials EDM. And he wrote a number of wonderful books, but one of them is on prayer. And in this book, he's talking about the Hail Mary, and he tells a story of this old woman in England in the 1800s who was dying. She was in her 80s, and she realized that she was dying. And she told her family members, whoever was there in the home, go get a Catholic priest. I have to see a Catholic priest. And they thought, well, this is unusual. Here she'd been an Anglican all her life. But nevertheless, they complied with her request. Here she is dying. And the priest came, visited with her, and she asked to become a Catholic. And he instructed her briefly, received her into the church. But then after that, he asked her, why did you ask to see me? And she said, I can't tell you why. I just had this urge, this desire to see a Catholic priest. And he said, well, is there anything you did in your life, that any prayers you said or any devotion? Did you go to a Catholic, did you go to Mass? Did you go into a Catholic church and maybe hear a sermon or something? What made you think of even wanting to become a Catholic? And she said, well, the only thing I can think of is when I was a little girl, I used to play with the neighbor. And the neighbor girl was Catholic, and she taught me a prayer. And since then, I've said that prayer every day of my life, and even many times a day. And the priest said, well, what was the prayer? And she started saying the Hail Mary. And she went, Hail Mary, full of grace, and went through the whole prayer. And then it struck the priest, as she said the prayer, towards the end of the prayer, we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And he said, you said many times, thousands of times during the course of your life to Our Lady to pray for you at the hour of your death. And she gave you this overwhelming grace to want to see a priest, even though the woman who was dying couldn't say why. Obviously, it was the grace of God. Now, think about the blessing of saying the rosary every day, which if you pray 5 decades, there are 53 Hail Marys with the first part of the rosary. And all of the times in our lives that we're saying, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, in effect, now and at the hour of my death. What a wonderful thing to do, a great way to honor Our Lady and to obtain grace, because she is the mediatrix of all graces. She dispenses the graces of God. Of course, October 7th was chosen as the Feast of the Rosary, that will be this Friday, because it was on that day that the Christian fleet in the Battle of Lepanto gained a victory over a much greater force of the Turkish fleet. And it was a result of Pope St. Pius V, who was a Dominican religious, exhorting the faithful to pray the rosary. And he had given to Don Juan of Austria, had given him a banner of the rosary to unfurl when they were about to join battle. And here the soldiers on the decks, on the ships, the sailors would all pray the rosary. And it was indeed a victory that was brought about through the power of the rosary. Well, in the same way, we will win the victory over temptation in our daily life. We will win those little battles in our daily life by turning to our Blessed Mother and praying her rosary. Let us resolve, especially this month of October, to pray the rosary faithfully and indeed throughout our lives to fulfill that request of our Blessed Mother, to offer her this beautiful crown every day, because surely she will not forget us in our time of need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.